Chapter 3. When life ceases to be an inner waiting. For a large part of existence, it is common for human beings to live without clearly perceiving how much of their inner energy remains oriented toward what is not yet there. This orientation does not always manifest explicitly. It does not necessarily take the form of a precise project or a consciously formulated expectation. It often operates more discreetly, like a subtle background tension, a sense that something still needs to happen for the present experience to become fully sufficient. This inner disposition is extremely widespread. It runs through very diverse forms of human life. It can be found in material projects, intellectual ambitions, emotional relationships, spiritual expectations, or simply in the habitual way of imagining that a slightly better future will finally allow a more complete sense of rest to be felt. Thus, many people live for a long time with an almost invisible inner structure. The present is never entirely bad, but it is not yet fully sufficient. There is always something to complete, a situation to improve, an understanding to obtain, a condition to fulfill, a step to reach. Even when life appears stable, part of attention remains subtly stretched toward a later point. This mechanism is not simply a psychological error. It belongs deeply to ordinary human functioning. The brain itself learns very early to orient existence according to a logic of progression. Today prepares tomorrow. Tomorrow will allow something else. And this succession naturally creates the impression that a more complete balance is always slightly ahead. This dynamic has its legitimacy. It allows one to act, to build, to plan, to develop. Without it, a large part of human responsibilities could not be sustained over time. But when this logic of progression becomes the dominant structure of the inner relationship to time, it often produces a subtle consequence. Existence ceases to be truly lived. Where it is, the present becomes a support, the future becomes a reference. One no longer simply lives what is there. One constantly evaluates it based on what it should allow later. This tension is not always painful. It often even seems normal, yet it maintains a slight ongoing dissatisfaction that is sometimes difficult to identify, because it does not take the form of a precise lack, but of a diffuse insufficiency. Even in objectively peaceful periods, something remains slightly suspended, a sense that everything is not yet fully settled, that life has not yet reached a form that is sufficiently right to be simply inhabited without further projection. It is important to understand that this inner waiting does not concern only major events. It is often present in the most ordinary details. A day may be lived while waiting for it to produce something more meaningful. A conversation may be carried through while keeping in the background another concern that seems more important. A quiet moment may be immediately interpreted as a simple interval before what will matter more afterward. Even rest can sometimes be inhabited by a form of anticipation, as if awareness had difficulty remaining fully, where nothing yet requires becoming something else. This difficulty is not necessarily linked to external agitation. A person may have a very organized, very stable life, and yet carry this constant inner orientation toward a slightly more decisive after, in certain paths of maturation, a very discreet change then begins to appear. This change does not consist in rejecting the future. It does not mean abandoning projects, refusing responsibilities, or becoming indifferent to what lies ahead. It concerns something else. The inner relationship to time gradually ceases to be dominated by the idea that a later point will finally give the present its full value. The person continues to plan when necessary. They continue to organize, to anticipate, To prepare, but inwardly, something relaxes. The future gradually ceases to be invested as the primary place of fulfillment. This produces a very particular effect. The present does not become spectacular. It does not become more intense. It simply becomes less conditional. It no longer needs to be immediately oriented toward a future justification. In order to be livable, a simple day can then exist without being constantly compared to what it should produce. An ordinary activity ceases to be experienced as a mere passage. A time without particular events no longer necessarily feels incomplete. This transformation often comes as a surprise because it does not resemble a visible accomplishment. It resembles more a gradual disappearance of an old tension. Part of the inner system ceases to constantly ask, "And then what?" This change also deeply affects the perception of stages. For a long time, many people organize their inner life as a succession of implicit thresholds. When this is clarified, when that situation is stabilized, when this understanding is obtained, then a more lasting peace will become possible. Even when these thresholds are not clearly named, they silently orient the relationship to the present. Then, in certain phases of maturation, it becomes perceptible that no future stage alone contains what seemed to be expected. This does not produce discouragement. On the contrary, it removes a weight. Life gradually ceases to be suspended on the idea that a more accurate state is necessarily further ahead. This shift profoundly changes. The quality of presence, attention becomes less fragmented, less divided between what is being lived and what could come to complete it. It then becomes possible to inhabit a situation without another, more important inner scene constantly overlaying it. This does not mean that the mind completely stops projecting. It continues naturally to function, to anticipate, to organize when useful. But it no longer carries the same inner authority. It no longer imposes a permanent insufficiency upon the present. A very simple consequence then appears. Certain things once considered secondary regain a full place. Preparing a meal, walking, working, speaking simply, tidying, watching the light change throughout the day. These actions have not changed, but they cease to be covered by an invisible expectation. They no longer need to lead elsewhere. They can exist fully as they are. This phenomenon often produces a form of calm that many initially find difficult to interpret because it does not resemble a strong emotion, nor does it resemble an intense satisfaction. It resembles more the absence of an old noise, as if a layer of silent tension had withdrawn. The present no longer needs to be constantly evaluated. It becomes more direct, more simple, more stable. There is an important paradox here. When life ceases to be an inner waiting, it does not lose its dynamism. It gains availability. Action continues. Responsibilities remain. Projects stay possible, but they no longer carry the implicit promise of resolving inwardly what only a fully inhabited present can truly ease. Many people then discover that what they were sometimes seeking through various forms of accomplishment was not a particular result, but this very simple possibility, being there without something essential, immediately missing. This experience is not extraordinary. It is often very discreet, but it profoundly modifies the structure of lived experience. For when the present ceases to be experienced as incomplete, life becomes less divided, less tense, less suspended on a future validation. And it is often from this point that another form of stabilization begins to become perceptible. Life no longer needs to constantly prove that it is progressing in order to be deeply receivable.
Définition officielle UB2, séquence par laquelle une réalité atteint progressivement sa pleine cohérence.
Il organise la progression jusqu'à maturité.
Il implique des étapes.
Il soutient la croissance.
Il prépare une stabilisation progressive.
Cohérence durable.
Définition officielle.
UB2.
Cohérence capable de traverser le temps sans se dissoudre sous l'effet des variations.
Elle demeure stable malgré l'évolution.
Elle demeure lisible.
Elle reste stable.
Elle supporte l'évolution sans perte d'axe.
Série 9. Famille A. Architecture transmissible.
Définition officielle.
UB2. Structure suffisamment claire et stable pour être transmise sans perte majeure de cohérence.
Elle demeure lisible au-delà de son contexte immédiat.
Elle demeure lisible pour un tiers.
Elle supporte le passage du temps.
Elle conserve son axe sans dépendre de son auteur.
Architecture de continuité.
Définition officielle UB2. Structure conçue pour permettre qu'un contenu demeure intelligible à travers les changements de contexte.
Elle relie les phases sans rupture de sens.
Elle relie les phases.
Elle maintient le sens.
Elle assure le passage entre générations de lecture.
Stabilité de lecture.
Définition officielle UB2. Capacité d'un texte ou d'une structure à rester compréhensible malgré des lectures successives.
Elle préserve la lisibilité malgré les reprises.
Elle suppose une clarté de formulation.
Elle maintient une cohérence interne.
Elle réduit l'ambiguïté excessive.
Cohérence de transmission.
Définition officielle.
UB2. Accord entre ce qui est formulé, ce qui est compris et ce qui peut être repris sans déformation majeure.
Elle maintient l'accord entre formulation et reprise.
Elle réduit les glissements de sens.
Elle soutient la continuité du contenu.
Elle favorise une transmission fidèle.
Vérité de maturation.
Définition officielle.
UB2, vérité qui devient progressivement pleinement intelligible à mesure que la conscience mûrit.
Elle se révèle selon un rythme de maturation.
Elle ne se livre pas entièrement d'un seul coup.
Elle s'éclaire par étapes.
Elle soutient une compréhension progressive.
Présence de continuité.
Définition officielle, UB2, ce qui maintient un fil stable à travers les changements d'état ou de compréhension.
Elle porte un lien constant entre les phases.
Elle soutient la permanence.
Elle relie les phases.
Elle maintient un axe continu.
Structure de passage.
Définition officielle,
UB2.
Organisation permettant le franchissement d'un seuil sans rupture de cohérence.
Elle accompagne le passage avec stabilité.
Elle accompagne la transition.
Elle évite la discontinuité brutale.
Elle soutient une cohérence progressive.
Conscience durable.
Définition officielle.
UB2.
Conscience capable de conserver son axe malgré les variations de situation.
Elle demeure stable malgré les fluctuations.
Elle maintient une orientation stable.
Elle ne dépend pas d'un état momentané.
Elle soutient une continuité intérieure.
Ordre de clarification.
Définition officielle.
UB2.
Séquence par laquelle une compréhension devient progressivement plus nette sans altérer son contenu essentiel.
Il organise la clarification sans déformation.
Il implique une distinction croissante.
Il réduit la confusion.
Il soutient une justesse progressive.
Fondement transmissible.
Définition officielle.
UB2, ce qui peut servir durablement de base commune à d'autres, sans nécessiter reconstruction complète.
Il sert de base stable pour la reprise.
Il supporte la reprise.
Il demeure intelligible.
Il permet une continuité structurée.
Série 10. Famille A.
Architecture lisible.
Définition officielle.
UB2.
Organisation suffisamment claire pour demeurer compréhensible sans surcharge explicative.
Elle maintient une lisibilité durable.
Elle facilite l'accès au contenu.
Elle réduit la surcharge explicative.
Elle soutient une compréhension stable.
Structure durable.
Définition officielle.
UB2.
Organisation capable de traverser le temps sans perdre sa cohérence essentielle.
Elle demeure valable malgré les variations.
Elle supporte les variations.
Elle conserve sa tenue.
Elle demeure exploitable dans la durée.
Cohérence fondatrice.
Définition officielle.
U. B2. Accord interne initial qui permet à l'ensemble de rester juste dans ses développements ultérieurs. L. Oriente solidement l'ensemble dès l'origine. Elle oriente le départ. Elle conditionne la solidité future. Elle soutient une continuité fiable. Ordre de permanence. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation par laquelle une réalité demeure identifiable malgré les changements de forme. Il préserve l'identité à travers les variations. Il maintient le fil. Il protège la continuité. Il soutient une permanence lisible. Vérité transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Vérité suffisamment claire pour être reprise sans perte majeure de sens. Elle demeure communicable sans déformation majeure. Elle reste communicable. Elle conserve son axe. Elle supporte la reformulation juste. Niveau de maturité. Définition officielle. UB2. Degré atteint par une conscience, une structure ou une compréhension dans sa capacité de stabilité. Il indique un degré réel d'intégration. Il permet d'évaluer la profondeur. Il mesure la cohérence. Il soutient la capacité de maintien. Stabilité de fond. Définition officielle. UB2. Stabilité qui ne dépend pas d'un état momentané, mais d'une cohérence intérieure durable. Elle persiste sous les variations visibles. Elle persiste sous variation. Elle soutient l'ensemble silencieusement. Elle maintient une base durable. Conscience clarifiée. Définition officielle. U. B2. Conscience ayant réduit suffisamment ses zones de confusion pour distinguer avec justesse. Elle perçoit avec davantage de netteté. Elle perçoit plus nettement. Elle relie avec sobriété. Elle répond avec moins de dispersion. Structure d'héritage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation pensée pour être reprise sans dépendre de son contexte d'origine. Elle facilite une reprise durable. Elle facilite la continuité. Elle permet une transmission intergénérationnelle. Elle soutient une reprise cohérente. Base de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui permet qu'un contenu demeure vivant, lisible et transmissible à travers le temps. Elle sert de support minimal de continuité. Elle soutient la reprise. Elle garantit une continuité minimale. Elle maintient l'axe fondamental.